What's he doing now?
Not anything. They're not ordering. They got a big yard and he's got 2 big saddle horses and got a motorcycle and a boat. And a truck and 2 cars. He's hit a little bit of some neighbor this year. I think they put a roof on the house. Him and now, Libby, his wife, she works at Firebird Regal for years and they were going to phase out that plant at Libby at Greenville and move a big part of it to another big plant in Shelby, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So they bought her a mobile home for me in up there so she wouldn't have to be hired in. And she lived in that for 3 years. But it's just like a house. She's got it in
right.
A new house. She lived in it up there 3 years and they kept the telephone busy and they had them going back and forth up there on the weekends.
Uh-huh.
Well, after her time was up, see, if she worked on fiber, if she speaks five, she'd go check the rest of the line.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they take that and they've been to Myrtle Beach and stayed 2 weeks in it. They went out to Lake Greenwood not long ago and stayed 2 weeks out there. They've been to the mountains. Other than that, they're not doing anything else. But Larry draws a check from the state because he's got 30-odd years with the law.
Right.
3 in the service, 26 years with the sheriff. So this new sheriff, Taylor, told him, says, I could cut you down and put you in uniform and put you to back patrolling. The man, I started at the bottom and I come up to where I am now and I'll take nothing, no less, and said, I want nothing.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame him.
He used to be on the police force out here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And but he's 3 years in military police. When he come out of service, he was on the police force out here in town. I don't know how many years he worked out there. They fired the chief, and Larry and the chief were just so close. Larry quit when he had my job too. We took off the game to see Bob and the children up there. While he was up there, they got in contact with the sheriff. He come back, they went up there and hired him. So he's the next man to the sheriff. He could have told Gene Taylor a few things. He could have told him a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he just thinks they're working on it. They had a garden and I think they grew some stuff. Other than that, I think he helped put a carpenter there in town later. He's been put a couple of food zones in town. He reports he's seen that mulch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother lives with her. The lady draws a check. She can draw a check.
Right.
She worked with farmer. Until she's 55, she can draw a check. Well, Larry draws a check from the state. Because we've got that many years in the military and police work.
Mm-hmm.
And their mother lives with her. She's older than I am. She draws a check. Lady said, if we can't live on 3 checks, it's going to be too bad.
Well, might as well.
They just pulled that mobile home they got over on the lake where they hook up the water and power and everything.
Uh-huh.
Last time they stayed over there, really great, but over 2 weeks.
Just go off and enjoy it, huh?
The horses in the pasture. So,
Mm-hmm.
I don't need them horses. Get more than a rabbit. That's his business, so I don't have to feed them.
Well, that's right. Oh, baby.
Where do you say you live, hon?
In Georgia.
You live in Georgia?
Right.
I got some people lives in Georgia somewhere. I got a first cousin, Guy Brewer. My mama had one sister and she lived in, I forget what part of Georgia. Of course, her and her husband all died and she had some children. But I hadn't seen any of them in years. Now Guy Brewer, he lives out there next to Atlanta somewhere. I hadn't seen him in many years, so I don't know whether the rest of them, I guess some of them are over. But that's all I know about Georgia. I know I've been to Georgia. What part of Georgia do you live in?
It's not too far from here. Between here and...
Between Anderson and what?
And Atlanta. It's close to Commerce, if you ever heard of that.
Now, my grandson, I was talking about that one yonder. He lives at Dalton.
Mm-hmm. That's over in the northwest part of the state.
Yeah, that's where he lives.
Mm-hmm. I don't live but about an hour, hour and a half from here.
From here?
Right.
You go through Anderson.
Yeah, you can, or you can go out the expressway down there. Yeah, so I guess I need to be calling it a day and heading home.
Are you married?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
You have a family?
No.
Don't have no children?
No.
Are you going to have any?
I think so.
How long have you been married?